justice,
is not conformed. Where's my children? Sacrifice at home for your vicar now.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Among you,
glory be to the Father,
and in my Son's house,
as it was in the
Father, who art paid in thy world to hell.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell, lead all souls to heaven,
especially those who are in the for they not only fall, but they take others with them. Innocent souls misled into darkness. Woe to evil man who turns his back upon his God. When the hand falls upon him, he will not rise.
Let us pray. For what we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace and love, that we may believe in the name of Christ thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, and by his
blood, and
brought to glory of his resurrection.
I am not here to fill you with fright.
In the name of the Father, and of the
Son. All will be good for those of well spirit. I am not here to rescue the good.
Amen. I believe in God.
But to awaken those who have turned their backs and are following Lucifer.
Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born by the Virgin Mary, suffered on the Pontius Pilate, was crucified,
and
is in
darkness,
and
our house is in darkness. I love my children throughout the world, carrying the light.
Communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
my steps grow heavy,
and life everlasting. Amen.
The light is flickering.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Oh, to light, go light with me. And help us in this dark of a spirit.
And
sacrifice, atonement. Is this too much to ask of you?
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary.
Patient. We are merciful. We are persevering.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary.
Read the Book of Life, my children. We left you a treasure of knowledge. But your book is being updated. And this book is being rewritten by Satan.
The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden.
Be knowledgeable, my children, and understand that Satan will not come to you as himself. He possesses the body of any unclean soul, be it man, woman, or child.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
To you now, all parents will be held responsible for the fall of their children's souls. Give them a good foundation, and when they are subjected to the storms of evil, they will not crack and crumble under the onslaught. Goodness, my children, is destroying you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Parents who involve themselves with things in this world, They are tossed aside. They have been chained to some. The weakness of man. How long do you think I can hold back my son's hand?
Hail Mary, full of grace.
We see the vilest of evil being committed in your country and throughout your life. The lowest of abominations, the desecration of my son's body, the desecration of young souls, the blood of vipers in your country. Why do you open the doors to this evil? Have I not warned you for years, my children? You are being deceived and led blindly down the path to your own destruction.
Hail Mary.
Listen to me.
What comes up with that?
They will re-crucify my son. You are receiving one of the final warnings. Be frightened, my children, of my warnings to you. We have given you your armor. If you receive the graces which I am giving to you in abundance, you will also have an emissary from heaven with you. They are calling our guardians a bit, but the very words that they use to condemn those of heaven will be used to the condemn them in the final count. God and will always be God. Recognize the evil plan of Satan.
Our Father,
my son, came to earth to be among you. He is God, was God, and always will be God. Recognize the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost as one. One in the Father, one in the Son, one in the Holy Ghost. Jesus is, was, and always will be.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the
fruit of thy womb. All the entreaties of your hearts, my children. Some I will cure, others must carry their crosses.
The Lord is with
thee. Do not misunderstand my words, my children. Those who will carry their crosses will be doubly blessed. We have asked for victim souls in these dark days. Carry your crosses, my children, with purpose. Offer your sufferings with my son, who suffered much for you. Know that all suffering will one day be ended for you. All tears will be dried, and the peace
end of it this time. Oh, we do not wish you to continue in fear. But there will be trials for my son's house and in your country. Like he
and to the Holy Ghost,
who does not recognize my son as his Savior, shall not be given the keys to the kingdom. Has given you all in the Father an inborn conscience and guide. You will not be misled by Satan or his agents or by his enticements if you do not throw away the graces that have been given to you. Your souls will only become tarnished if you fall from this grace or cast it willfully away. Then you will become blind, my children. All of you can become blind where you no longer recognize truth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Hail, the most despicable of creatures. Has seduced our children.
Hail Mary,
Lucius, Prince of Darkness, Lord of Damnation, your time will be short. Been asked to wear a sacramental about your neck. Now I will explain why, my children. I have warned you of the unseen evil forces about you. I have cautioned you that your human eyes cannot see this, but it exists and is as solid in their world as you are on your earthly plane. Know this, that there are two camps now on earth, Lucifer on one side, and the road to heaven and its followers on the other. You have all been marked. There are two signs now, the mark of the beast and the mark of the living Christ.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Why is the sign to the times, my children? The war is on.
Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the
fire. My children, it is much easier to close your heart and your ears to the truth.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Your human nature forces you to flee from all that does not feed your vanity. You seek good feelings, but my children, you cannot become blind to the truth.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Why is the signs of your times, the plagues that have been already sent upon you, the medicinal deterioration of your children's bodies, was well planned by Satan? It is a plague within your country. It is a plague within the world. Destroy the mind, and you can lead the soul to be conquered. Abomination, aberrations have become the way of life in your country. Nakedness. Have you no shame to expose your body and cause another to fall?
in your permissive attitudes? Have you no protective instincts for your children? Do you subject them lawfully to the ravages of satanic agents? Will be needed in this battle. Because it is like a cancer here, the nucleus of evil.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
No longer sees the evil in his ways. There is nothing that he will fall to. He is now killing the creations of the eternal Father. Who will be safe in your land, my children? You will one day grow old. Will you be a burden to your family to be removed without heart? You grow sick. You're ill. Will you become too much of a burden to your society? And they will remove you. It is easy to close your mind, my children, to the truth. Hearts will be hardened. Compassion will be gone. Love of neighbor will become a jest. All the most aberrational forces of Satan will descend upon you. Man will reduce himself to the animal level. Gave man precedence over the animals, but he is now joining them. You fornicate! You break the laws of your God! Despicable women who desecrate their homes! What have you to gain by hell? What example do you show to your children? You are like dung in the streets. Mothers, don't use that word. Call them harlots of the world. The laws of your God were given to you for a reason. To keep you on the road to the kingdom. You were placed on the earth. The eternal Father placed you with goodness in his heart. You were here as pilgrims with a purpose to make your way back to the kingdom, to glorify your God. But now you turn to Satan.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Maybe if you counted in the final count, this choice will be yours. What you do now and up to the time when my son returns will be your balance. Please, everyone, please, have your cards, the rosary, the crucifixes, any mementos. Now, Jesus is walking over to the left side here of the pole, and he's resting in the side of the Trinity like this. He's coming over to the side of the pole, and Jesus is dressed in the light, it looks like a burgundy robe, and
He's got a small golden crown, very small, on the, it seems to be on the back of his head. His hair's very long. And Jesus has a brown, sort of a red glint in his hair. But the light is so strong that it makes his hair look kind of reddish brown. And he's walking over the valley here. And he's, there's a child here. He's pointing down to the child. There's a child over here. And he said, the children are close to my heart in their innocence. And Jesus walked by, and Our Lady is standing there. And Our Lady has this rosary. It's beautiful. It's all white. The crucifix is gold. The beads are very, very large. And Our Lady has a white gown on with a blue mantle. And the mantle has all gold. It's like, I don't know what they are, the gold little stones all down the mantle. Now, Lady is smiling. But she's showing, she's pointing over. Oh, she's pointing over there, and she's referring to somebody who has a short skirt above their knees. Oh, dear. Under the coat. Well, Our Lady said it's forgiven. And she walked over, and just went over to Jesus. She wants Jesus. Oh, Jesus has to tell you that her mother is very concerned. His mother is very concerned because she wants the scapulars worn more. They're being discarded. When she gave the rosary, she gave equal, sacramentals and sacramentals. The scapulars are numerous and graces equal to the rosary. She's holding, it looks like a green scapular and a brown one, but there's one that has some kind of figures. I don't understand what it is. There's a young girl with her. Our Lady said there are some people here who have a nervous illness. And she said there that Saint Dimphnis. It sounds like the Dimphnis. And she said that you are to pray and make her name known to the world. Oh, she's very pretty. She looks like she's about 13 years old. She has red blonde hair. And she's dressed in, oh, it's beautiful. She has on a white gown, but a green robe over her. It's green like satin, like you see in those green stones. It's beautiful. And she has also a little crown on her head. Our Lady said we reserve many crowns in heaven for those who, will be martyred. And there are Our Lady's pointing over here, and there are many crosses. These are in crosses. There are going to be many martyrs in the days ahead. Before Jesus returns, Our Lady said there will be many martyrs. There are hundreds of crosses. Now Jesus has walked back. He's on the left side of the flagpole. And he said, my children, continue with my mother's beads. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is in your human birth. He said to tell the people that he's very much distressed. He looks in compassion upon the conditions on the earth. But he said, he holds back in hopes that man will mend his ways soon. He is a merciful God, and he seeks not to destroy the earth at this time, because he said, should the destruction come at this time, there are too many souls that would be given to Lucifer. And Jesus said to tell you that the name Luciel means Lucifer, that the earth mentioned Lucifer, but in heaven he has been called Luciel. Our Father, who art in heaven, please pray for the high priest in his house, and by the high priest he means those in power who have the most influence for good, but are using it for bad. And now the entreaties will be, he did remark about Jesus, Mary, I love you. Save souls.